This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. When homosexuality comes up in rap lyrics, it's almost always as a slur or an insult, like in this song by Eminem. My words are like a dagger with a jagged edge. It'll stab you in the head, whether you're a fag or less. Is that a homosex, a math, or a trans or vest? Pants or dress? Hate fags? The answer's yes. Homophobic? Nah, you just heterophobic. But at the MTV Music Awards just a few weeks ago, Eminem did a stunt with Bruno, the flamboyant gay character played by Sacha Baron Cohen. Evidently, Eminem is now willing to make fun of his own reputation for homophobia. And the subject of gays in hip-hop seems to be getting a little more complicated. Roy Hurst has this report from Los Angeles, and heads up, there is some frank talk about sexuality in the story. I'm a rapper, I be rapping. I'm from Brooklyn, we be packing. We don't talk much, we make it happen. Who wanna pop off, let's get it cracking. I hear him talk about me when I'm passing. Shorty Rock here, rapper, he be rapping. Hate me, cause I'm a rapper. Why you wanna date me, cause I'm a rapper.
This is the Brooklyn-based MC Shorty Rock. The song, as you might have guessed, is called I'm a Rapper. It's the typical boasting MC thing, but it's catchy stuff. Wait a minute. Did he say dudes? Bleeping exotic dudes?
We be packing. We don't talk much. We make it happen.
In the song, you don't really catch it. But I do make my little references to who I'm dating, how I get down.
Whenever a movie drop them at the world premiere, all expenses.
For several years now, a handful of openly gay rappers like Shorty have been stepping forward. This is the homo hop scene. Seriously, that's what they call it.
I decided that regardless of my sexuality, what I got a passion for is music, so I got to take it seriously. And I went hard, and I'm still going hard.
Hate me because I'm a rapper. Why you want to date me because I'm a rapper?
He's not an angry gay man, is he?
MJ's in the Silver Lake neighborhood of Los Angeles seems to me like your typical gay bar. There's a man in a dress who's hosting the evening. Another man is up on a platform wiggling around in a pair of briefs. The usual patrons here are white, middle class, and middle age. But this is hip-hop night at MJ's. It's been happening once a month since January.
I really didn't know how it was going to go. You know, I didn't know how our crowd was going to react to that.
Cyrus Bass is general manager of MJ's.
You know, a lot of people hear hip-hop and they really don't necessarily have the most positive association with that. So we booked it and I was excited and really wanted to go forward with doing it as much as we could. So
Bass is trying to keep an open mind with hip-hop night, but the place isn't exactly packed. About a dozen young white guys standing just off the dance floor watching the performance. A few older men look on from the bar. The performer is Deadly. Deadly is an African-American, Mexican, openly gay gangster rapper.
March you in like lions, sacrifice you all like lambs. Out number 3-1, you stepped into our... I've never claimed to be gangster, man. I'm probably more thuggish, and my appearance looks gangster.
Exactly. Gangster with a West Coast flavor. The pitch-black shades on top of the shaved head, the bandana, the tattoos on the neck and along the eyebrow, the braided goatee.
Just to show you that gay isn't always feminine, and it's just to show that... But there's boys like me out there that like other guys, you know?
A few years ago, Deadly was among the very first to come out as a gay MC. He's a former Catholic school boy whose mother discovered his big secret reading his poetry. Then came the pull of hip-hop. And like Shorty Rock, Deadly went very hard, with sometimes violently explicit lyrics.
Look into my eyes, see the real me. Got you pleading for forgiveness, now get down on your knees. Sip my bitter, yeah, it's scorching hot. Sorry ain't enough, I wanna see you rot. We got no time, against our lives. Look into the barrel, cause now I
blame God. That gets to the core of the problem with gay hip-hop. Hip-hop is so much about sex and bloated lifestyle that you can't soft-pedal the content. Straight audiences have not been so receptive.
You talking about the women, you talking about your bling-bling and stuff. I ain't feeling that.
I did a show out in Brooklyn. I got up there, I did my thing, and when by the time I got to the second song, the audience, they realized that I was kicking some gay shit. Some of the straight guys.
The rumors started flowing through the room like, oh, Deadly's a gay rapper.
Some of them started walking away from the stage.
I don't know what happened, but they decided that they would all turn their backs on me. And they walked out in like unison, a whole bunch.
But I didn't care because I was just rhyming so hard that and really performing.
Did my best show for two people that stayed and a few stragglers in there.
There were still people there that was going in for me, but then there was people there that was disgusted. And that's when it'd be real hard.
There's a lesbian MC here in California named Melange Levon. She took the leap after losing a basketball scholarship to a historically black university in the South.
My coach was like, either you could stay on the team, but you have to take care of, you know, your situation, which was me being homosexual, or you could leave. And I chose to leave.
And she chose to take a stand through hip hop because she says she can't sing. But Levon says the gay community isn't an easy sell either. Places like MJ's with its hip-hop night are rare.
There's a lot of people out there who do call shots in the gay community that they're not having it. You know, they want a specific image out there, and I might not fit their image.
Deadly is working on that image problem. He has a young protege who calls himself Drew Mason, the gay white rapper. And the guys at MJ's do seem to like him.
What we're doing with him is like, you gotta know your audience. So it's like, Drew, when you go up to the stage, take off your shirt, dog. Give him a little eye candy, if that's what the gay boys want. And he's so hard with his lyrics that I think he's gonna win over the hard hip-hop heads too.
And that's the question. Will gay rappers ever cross over to find fans in straight audiences?
I wouldn't be opposed to performing in a straight club at all. The stuff I talk about, it's the truth, and they might want to hear the truth. Whether they accept it or not, they might be open to it. You know, it's worth a try.
You know, I'm not going to never not be myself in my music.
Shorty Rock.
What I've learned, you know, is to, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
In hip-hop, these rappers say the microphone levels the playing field. And one day, somebody's beat, rhyme, and flow will be so magnetic, so undeniable, that sexual orientation won't matter. And then that person will break on through to the other side and do glorious duets with Jay-Z and Common and Eminem and, of course, Elton John.
You can call me a gay rapper, I don't care, because it is what it is. But at the end of the day, when you really listen to my songs, you're going to be like, he's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? He rap. He rocks stages. He rocks shows. You know? But I rap about my life. And I love my life.
For Studio 360, I'm Roy Hurst.
I'm a rapper. I be rapping. I'm from Brooklyn. We be packing. We don't talk much. We make it happen. Who wanna pop off? Let's get it cracking.
You can hear a track from Shorty Rock at studio360.org.